Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Library Shelfie Day. I am a librarian, Mel. I know you're constantly behind, so you're probably listening to this on a day that's not Library Shelfie Day. But do you take library shelfies? Also, it's National Polka Dot Day. It is National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Oh, I don't know if I'm for that one. I mean, not that human life is not. Is that anti-abort? I don't know. Whatever. It's Celebration of Life Day. It's also National Blonde Brownie Day. Doesn't that sound good? You can have a blonde brownie. No, I'm not going to make that joke. You could have a blonde brownie. Celebrate that. Celebrate a blonde brownie. There, I tell you what, Domino's. Speaking of blonde brownies, Domino's, which is where we ate our pizza over the weekend. I really don't know if I prefer Domino's, but we just have a Domino's that's close to us. And pizza is not my favorite thing. I have to be in a certain mood. I do eat pizza, but it's not something that I crave. And so we eat it on occasion, but I don't eat it all. If it's there, I will eat it. If I go to someone's house and they're having a tailgate party or something like that and they're serving pizza, I will eat it. We will order it occasionally, maybe once a month. Regardless, Domino's is close to us. It's really quick to drive there. It's really quick for them to deliver to us if we don't feel like getting up. But they have a dessert. Actually, they have two different desserts that I really like. They have a molten lava cake. It's super simple, but it's always served hot. And you always get it hot and fresh. And they have a brownie with a cookie. So it's the bottom is like brownie, but there are cookie blobs. And so you get cookie dough and brownie together in one cooked. It is so good. It is so good. So that reminds me of a blondie, and we had that this weekend with our pizza. So there you go. All right. So we finished talking about the weekend. I don't know what I'm going to talk about now because nothing. It is very busy at work, although I'm plowing through. On Monday, I got all the way through a planning meeting and finished that planning. I can answer questions and all that, but at least the presentation of the work was done. I have one more of those. It was supposed to be today. I did move it to tomorrow, so that's bad because it was really procrastination. I could have done it today. But why do something today that you can do tomorrow, right? Well, I wasn't completely finished writing all my... we use a tool called Jira. That's where you store the work for the developers. And I write documentation in this application that they then use. Think of it as like a ticketing system. So each one of the new features that I want is a ticket in Jira. And the developers use that to plan their time and assign it to one another and stuff like that. And to track status. So I wasn't completely finished putting all of those into Jira and making sure I had them prioritized and all the requirements and acceptance criteria and all that. So I wanted to give myself one more night in front of the television tonight to finish writing those up. Sunday night, I worked on the one I did on Monday. Monday night, I just didn't feel like doing it. So I was like, oh, I'll do it Tuesday morning. And then, so I'm like, hey, can we move that to tomorrow? Anyway, so just a bunch of planning at work. It's that is it. So Monday night, we had hot dogs for dinner because I didn't feel like cooking anything too complicated. I will say I got the music for Curtains and I scanned through it. So Curtains is the musical that I'm going to be in, I know I'm bouncing around, but the reason I thought of that is because Sunday I got that music. So I did scan through it. I have not played any of it yet, but it looks like it's going to be fairly easy. I am playing second part. I guess that's what she thinks of me. Second part. And so anyway, but I'm playing second part. So that makes it even easier because it's not going to get super high or anything like that range wise. And I'm going to scan it with on our printer and save a PDF and then put that on my iPad. But I got a printout of it. And she said I could keep the printout, which I guess I will. But I really need it on my iPad because that's where I keep all of my music. And that's where I watch, you know, I look at music on the iPad Pro. So I don't want to carry around sheet music anymore. What year is this? So got that, and then just doing a lot of planning stuff at work and at night at home. And I know I told you guys that I have been doing a lot of 3D printing. I can't remember if I went into this very much, but I think I found an idea for a side hustle. And maybe I did talk about this. Now that I'm thinking about it, I probably did talk about it, but you guys know that I am constantly on the hunt for side hustles. And I'm a very creative person, and I've never really thought of myself as a carpenter. I did build my bed back in the day when I lived in Dallas and I lived in this apartment. I built a platform bed in the bedroom. I bought the lumber and everything. I took it into the bedroom. Used a skill saw and a router and hammer and nails and screwdriver. I did everything in like a 10 by 10 bedroom. And I'm still using that bed to this day. But it is just a very simple platform that I stained. That was it. I've stained, my dad built the current dining table that Mark and I have, and I stained it a really pretty black color. So, I mean, I do some handy stuff here and there, but for the most part, I've never really thought myself as a carpenter, and I'm like, oh, I'm not really a hands-on person. And when it comes to electronics, I still think that's mostly the case, because I enjoyed building that robot dog, but it's not something that I've really wanted to go tinker with after the fact. I think if I had something I wanted to do, like LED lighting, and I needed to use an Arduino or something like that, sure, I think I would do that. But now that I've got this 3D printer, making tangible shit is so fun. Like, I mean, maybe if I got into carpentry, I would also enjoy that. But I enjoy coding because I like making things, right? So anyway, my side, and as you guys know, I always, if I ever found a side hustle that would just replace my salary, then I would just, you know, switch over to the side hustle. But I was thinking I could, you know, print things and sell them on Etsy. And then I was like, well, what can I print? And after I printed this Razorback light box, so I printed a Razorback light box. The detail is so good. It looks like something I would buy at a Razorback store or something. Now, obviously, you know, and I didn't even know that the model was a light box, but after it printed out, I saw there's a hole for a cord and the back comes off. So I'm pretty sure it's for putting LEDs in there or whatever and making a light box out of it. But regardless, it looks so good. And I was thinking, well, logos, and I'm pretty sure I said this, but anyway, so now I've been thinking, oh, what can I do? And I got to thinking, I need an on-air light above the door to this bonus room. And Mark gave me an on-air light, but it's too big to go in the spot that I want it to go. And I could print a sign that I can put LED lights in attach it to either a Raspberry Pi or an Arduino or whatever the case might be, and then somehow figure out when, like when I hit record on my mixer, it turns on the on-air light. And so I think my, and I know I had a couple other projects, but my idea is if I can get good at this, if I can get good at making signs, that might be a good area to make people's names, or, you know, to make Merry Christmas, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And they look great with this multicolor printing that the printer does. And it wouldn't require any sanding. It wouldn't require any, what's it called? Post-production. So I don't know. But I think I'm going to try an on-air light for myself. I have the colors I need already. I just need to design it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow, everyone. Bye.